It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, the Pig, mypigradio.com. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
We got Brothers Keepers in here with us.
We got three members.
Yep. Chef.
Biscuit.
Hick. I'd like to point out, Hick, we're going to have to try to figure up another handle for him, aren't we?
What's wrong with that?
He said he got heated grips on his motorcycle, yeah. On his scooter.
I heard that. That's a good thing.
Yeah, well, that
when it's 32 degrees.
Ain't like though. No Hicks I know.
Wow.
I ain't even got heated seats. He's got heated grips.
That's good. You need them when it's 32
fancy,
degrees.
Aren't we?
I'm just teasing you, man. What kind of bike you ride?
2014 Harley
Gullwing.
No.
No, yeah, you got to get a lot. You got to get a lot closer, man. I can't hardly hear you, Hick. I'm sorry, man.
Don't
be afraid. Y'all come on in.
Come towards the light.
But no, you got a what are you riding, Biscuit?
Got an 05 electric glide.
Yep, all Harleys.
That's right.
Yep, Chip.
16 road glide.
Man, they ain't Woo-hoo. Screwing around.
No. Nope.
I'm saving up for an 800 Sportster.
800 Sportster.
I'll go riding with them. They'll come by. I'll be right behind them.
Will you have the handlebar castles on yours?
Yeah, hold up. Wait. Get me one of them little whip flags
little
in the back.
Get a whip for the handlebars.
Man, Brothers Keepers got so much stuff going on. If you're not familiar, just a great organization. Tell us about Brothers Keepers, first off.
We are the local Texarkana chapter of the Brothers Keepers. We exist to really support children and each other. We do fundraisers. We're fundraising all the time, aren't we, guys?
All the time.
All the time.
You've always had something going on since we've started our thing here.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us participate in it. We've been on rides and chili. Y'all been cooking chili.
And we appreciate you letting us have some of your airtime.
Oh, man. This is a community radio station. Let's make it be that way all the time. Because of that, you've got a bunch of events coming up.
We do. We try to strategically plan this out through the year so that it's more comfortable for the rest of the citizens out there to come in and participate in. So we'll be starting in March with the majority of our lion's share of fundraisings as we do different events. We have a burn run, our own Texarkana burn run, that will be May 15th and 16th, that mm-hmm. weekend. And there we'll have auctions, bands. We'll have some bicycle safety course for the kids to come out and bring their bikes. And
it's going
to
be a big event.
Yes.
A lot of activities.
For those that don't
car
know,
show, bike show.
For those that don't know, what's the burn run all about?
Our specific burn run, the Architects Burn Run, is geared to raise money for two separate charities, Water Springs Ranch here locally, and then the Camp I'm Still Me, which is a week-long summer burn camp for kids that have been victims of fire. It's actually over at Scottsville, Texas. They get to go to it thanks to Brothers Keepers, our chapter, all the ones in this area, do fundraisers through the year, do put on big events to raise money for it. It doesn't cost these kids and their families anything to go to it. Last year, when we went to the big check presentation, Brothers Keepers as a whole donated a little over $97,000.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And I love the whole idea of it. And we'll talk more about that coming up. What else is going on here? You got a whole list, man.
We have been asked by Dwight Neville and Al Green.
Mm-hmm. We know Al.
No, that's right.
Everybody knows Al.
Everybody
right?
knows Al.
Look, I got a story about Al here.
Let him finish.
Well, we've stepped up and are going to play a more active role and taking over some of the events and the fundraising for the Water Springs Ranch, you know, around the holidays and supporting families in the family homes. They have group homes throughout the year and doing events with them kind of year round. I don't know if it's going to be quarterly or monthly right now. Anyway, they're going to know that we're out there and we care,
mm-hmm.
main thing, and that they're not out there on an island by themselves.
We've got Chef, Biscuit, Hick from My Brothers Keepers in here. I want to talk more about the camp I'm Still Me. This is a really neat program. These children. You guys know more, but you can describe it better than I can.
I got to go last year for the first time down there to it. If you've been around Toys for Tots or Water Springs Christmas, anything like that, you can't help but walk away with a grin on your face for weeks. These kids are out there having a blast.
Water cannon fights.
Oh yeah, water cannon fights. They've got a swimming pool. I mean, they've got everything. They get to truly be kids for that week and not worry about
their scars
a scar or you know
leg or
your face, whatever. And it's just an amazing thing to see how appreciative they are of what
these poor children, the pain alone that comes with the burn injuries that they've gone through and the scars, and then the emotional afterwards. Camp I'm Still Me not only gives them a chance to just be the kids, but it also is great therapy for them as they're growing into who they're going to be.
Right.
And Brothers Keepers, a huge supporter of that. So again, more about our Texarkana burn run. Tell us more about that, if we've got some details.
Last year was our first one.
So this will be the second.
This will be the second one. Friday night is what we call the Biker Bash. We hold it over at the Elks Lodge on New Boston Road.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Burger Joint's possibly doing the food for it this year.
Yes.
put him on the
spot.
They got
him
right
inside there. Yeah.
That's pretty much a given.
Yeah. but we'll have a dinner. We'll have a live band, auction. This year, we're kind of leaning towards it being more of just a good time and celebration, you know, have a good time to give us a little bit of relaxation. And then Saturday is the big day that we have out at Spring Lake Park.
The big ride.
We'll have a ride. We'll have car and bike show. We're going to have a big truck show, hopefully.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yes, for everybody to shine their bikes up, and we're have it far enough along and into the summer month coming up that you can get out there and shine your bike up and come show off with us. And it's not just for MC World, or if you're on a bike, come and have fun with us that day. Bring your kids out. We'd love to see you and have you, and very family oriented.
And that's the thing. There's going to be a whole lot going on all day with not just the shows and whatnot, but vendors will be
bike
out
games,
there.
Vendors, bands.
We'll be there.
Saying. Absolutely, we'll be there. Now, what day is it?
May 15th and 16th.
Oh, that's going to be great, yeah.
We actually moved it a little bit later in the year this year to hopefully
get some better weather.
So you would have to use your heated grips.
Yeah.
I think you probably won't need it on May 15th.
You can't hide money.
when we did the ride last year, it was cold and wet.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you got the heated grips now.
Well, it's highly unlikely to be cold and wet on May 15th. I can't say whether it'll be wet, but it won't be cold. Right. I don't think.
Like Chef was saying, it's not geared strictly to the biker community. We want this to be a community-wide event.
Biscuit, what do you got to add?
Just about everything they've said.
Okay.
That's what I like.
He agrees
short
with most.
Short to the point.
None of the stuff that they've said is incorrect. They're right on point.
He's riding herd.
He's making sure they're doing it right and saying it right. All right.
So, Chef, we were just saying that the Burger Joint, been over in New Boston for a while, and real popular over there. I know my daughter.
Been there for 5 years now.
We just found
it. In fact, Biscuit was one of my very first customers.
Right on.
What did I start out in?
Started off in an Airstream.
Airstream trailer.
All right.
Yes, little bitty cramped, hot Airstream trailer. Had a little limited menu. That's where Biscuit got introduced to Angry Fries.
That's right.
Angry Fries. That sounds good.
That's what Hick come in talking about. He goes, what you need to do is just get Angry Fries.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Angry Fries.
The exciting thing is, it's coming to Texarkana.
It is.
Tell us more.
We are.
When? Where?
Well, we are going to be on North State Line at the old Neyman's location.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
So he graciously decided to move across the street.
Yes, he did.
And we saw the sign. I said, reach out and touch someone. And there we
said, hello.
Hello. We got to get that spot.
Yeah.
So it happened. Uh-huh. The God opened the door for us, and now we're kicking it down.
And when are we going to open?
We are going to have a soft opening officially on the 3rd, but the 4th of February, we're going to be full blast.
All right.
Fantastic.
I am ready.
That's going to be our spot.
Yes, sir.
We'll eat there. We'll eat there every other day or
I'm
so.
I'm going to have to.
So, yeah, we were talking.
How did this come about? To make the move over, has it always been planned or just?
Oh yes, I love to work all the time.
He can't stand
so.
It. He got to have some more work.
I had that one day off and said, I don't need that. Thank you, Lord. I'll take it back. No, that's not it at all. Actually, we were at the fair this year, at the Four States Fair, and we had one of the concession stands. We were just really asked very, very.
Please, put
yeah,
one
please
in Texarkana.
Put one of these in Texarkana. And by the law enforcement and the firefighters that were out there in full force at the fair. It was a great event this year. We started thinking about it and said, well, if we can find a location, You know, we can do that because where we are, New Boston, it they roll the sidewalks up at 8 o'clock.
Yes, they do.
In Texarkana, not so much.
Yeah.
So we've been wanting to have two or three, nothing that we couldn't handle, and nothing that's really a franchise because we are really are always going to be.
You want to be a family,
a
business.
Mom and pop business to where we do things the way we do things,
right?
And you know that you're at a burger joint no matter where you are. Yeah, we moved into this place and we're outfitting it and working with the city. Another thing that we're doing is my wife and I, you know, God lays in our heart to give and we give. We view our funds and our resources as, you know, it was given to us and we want to give it back. And it's God's money. So we came up with the idea of having the Wimpy Act, which is going to be a kind of a pay it forward deal as far as if you want to come in and purchase a burger or a meal for someone else in need, you can do that. We'll put it in a fund. And when it raises enough money, we'll go and feed the homeless shelter.
Cool.
Or if I see a really worn out, ambulance pull into the driveway, and there's a paramedic and a EMT that needs a break and a burger, we'll run one out to them. If there's a fire station that has a crew on that have worked a fire all night, if the family needs to be fed that just lost everything in their house fire, we'll deliver.
Right.
And that's it's a wimpy act of kindness.
This is a
testament. And we'll have Wimpy's picture from Popeye up there. Yeah. You know, the old
I love the hamburger.
I'm going to tell you right now, though. I mean, when you tie it all together with everything that you guys do and what's in your heart, what God's laid on you with Brothers Keeper, that carries over into your business and your personal life and you're living through the word like that, man. I mean, it's good to have you guys in our community. You do so much around here. Got even more that we haven't even got to.
Well,
yet.
I'll tell everybody that you need to support a local business that's doing this kind of thing and they're coming to your town. You need to go out there and support them.
Well, everybody remembers
what I hear is really good food.
Yeah. The Wimpy, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah.
You know, that the old cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think
so
it's great.
It's not weak to ask for help. And that's why the play on words and the pun works right there.
All right.
So we just call it the Wimpy Act.
I like it.
I do too. All right. So I don't know what we're going to play.
A game.
Well, I don't know what kind of game.
Well, you got or BS or are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I got some stuff. All right. Here's what we're going to do.
All right. What are we going to do?
Yeah, you don't always but when you do.
Yeah.
we're going to play some yes or BS.
That's great. That's great for these guys, yes or BS. I think they know BS when they see it or hear it.
Well, you know, they're strong in their face. I didn't want to get into the porn questions.
Well, that's good. That's good that you did not do that. I'm so thankful.
No, we were laughing earlier. There's a guy suing a website because they don't have closed captioning on their videos.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, great.
Because you can't keep
up. Well, he's deaf.
Yeah, you can't keep up with the story.
With the storyline.
Yeah.
All right, so yes or BS. Basically, it's true or false. It's yes or no. It's yes or BS.
Right.
I'll tell you something. You decide if it's true or false. Martha Washington and Susan B. Anthony are the only two women to have appeared on U.S. currency.
Is that true or made up?
Well, BS.
I know Susan B. Anthony's on there. But
he says that.
I'm going with Biscuit.
He said no, the word only two.
Only two?
Yeah.
Go with Biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that's going to be BS on that one.
All right. What do you say?
I'm going with Biscuit.
Because I know.
So
I know my money.
So
Sacagawea's on one.
Yeah.
So you're saying BS?
That's BS.
We're all saying BS.
Everybody's saying BS.
That's right.
That's true.
It is BS, yes.
There was one more woman.
It's BS.
You were close.
An Indian.
Is it Pocahontas?
It's BS. Pocahontas. It's Pocahontas. Oh, so we got that right.
I didn't remember her name, but I knew she was Indian.
We got that correct.
Geez. Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, the rocker singer.
The rocker singer.
Tonight.
Yeah.
That guy.
He was once a grave digger.
Grave digger? Yes, he was.
Yes.
I'll go with them.
Again, you guys, you're all on a
roll. On a roll, see? This is good.
That's true.
Two out of two.
He was a grave digger. Abraham Lincoln's face was finished first in the carving of Mount Rushmore.
True.
Hmm. Well.
There ain't no prizes, so
I know.
He wants to do good. Everybody's competitive, Jeff.
Hey, BS. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you say?
I'm gonna go with Biscuit. I'm gonna say yes.
I've already seen the answer, so I know the answer. So it's BS.
Oh, disqualified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he got it right.
JW's out.
Yeah,
Chef's got it right. Right now, he's leading by one.
Actually, they said George Washington.
Yeah, George Washington was first.
The Statue
of Liberty's torch weighs 3,600 pounds.
Yes.
They're quick on that.
Huh? Huh?
It's copper.
Oh, man, yeah. 3,600 pounds. Yeah, probably 36,000 pounds.
The light bulb's probably 3,600
pounds.
Yeah, that's going to be BS. BS. Everybody says BS. It's true. It really does weigh 3,600 pounds.
Hey, what? If I say yes, you say no.
Okay. Well, that was the first one you missed. That's all
right. That's right. That's right. Saturday is the day of the week that the most ice cream is consumed. Saturday's more than any other day.
Man, I tell you.
I think Sunday is just after church. Family's getting together.
I don't know how you eat more on one day than you do the other. I eat it every day.
it's probably something like a Tuesday. Tuesday's the most consumed day.
So you don't think it's Saturday?
No, I'm going to go with Tuesday.
What day would you eat a Sunday?
Any day of the week it was good.
Are you trying to help somebody out here?
Most times. Like, oh, I'm going to eat on Sunday. Sunday's the right answer. So yeah.
All right, we got that one right, guys.
All right, yeah. All right, one more here. And so far, Chef, you're still in the
doing
lead
good.
By one.
He's only missed one.
Thank you.
Marge Simpson of The Simpsons wears a size 13 double A shoe.
Made up shoe for a made up character.
Say, cartoon wears a shoe size?
True.
Yeah, they do. Wears shoe size.
13 double A.
It's yes, Marge. Yes or BS.
Yes.
What the? Yeah.
You think the made up character
the
with
yeah.
the made up shoe size is correct? You
know, probably. If it matches her hairdo.
Go opposite of him, so I'm going to say BS.
You say BS.
Yes.
Biscuit says yes. You say BS.
No, I said yes.
You said yes.
Well, if you were telling the truth earlier, the answer is yes.
It is yes.
Okay.
Boom.
So you win it. Chef's got it by one, but Biscuit and Hit are tied. JW, we disqualified you.
That's right. I already knew some of the answers.
You already knew some of the answers, so you're out of there. That's so funny. There you go. Chef is the big yes or BS.
It was a close. Winner, Everybody did good.
Winner today.
He knows
so.
His BS.
I know.
Guys,
I know BS. Like
he
no
knows
one.
It when he hears
we
it.
We want to thank Brothers Keepers.
Thank y'all.
You guys and the whole crew, if you give our love to everybody because and respect and admiration for everything that you do for our community, we hope that you'll come back and visit just any time, will you?
Sure will.
And make it by the burger joint on what, the 4th, you say? Or
the 3rd.
3rd, 4th? Okay.
Yes. Right.
3rd of what?
February.
Man,
right after Groundhog Day.
That's just a couple of weeks away.
If you want to join.
That's right. Brothers Keepers Motorcycle Club. Look for them on Facebook. Get involved. This is such a good group. And the way that you include all the other organizations in the area, it's just a real blessing for our community. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for having us.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.